ultimately did have a kidney replacement.
Correct.
A son hoping to be nursed back to health.
You say he agreed to pay $200 a month for expenses.
Right.
But what was mom looking for?
Mothers usually don't sue their sons.
I thought it was only going to be for a couple of months.
I didn't ask you anything.
Judge Judy.
I usually get paid for my tutorials, but I'm going to give it to you for free.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Karen Leidy is suing her son, Bradley Robbins, for rent and living expenses he incurred during the time they lived together.
Order. All rise. This is case number 513 on the calendar, the matter of Leidy versus Robbins. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Leidy, this is your son, and it is your claim that he owes you for rent.
Yes.
Who do you live with?
My son moved in with me.
No. Who do you live with?
I live in my own home with my husband.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a homemaker.
And what does your husband do?
He's a retired boilermaker.
How long has he been retired?
Over 10 years.
How old is he?
57.
So he retired when he was 47?
Yes. He was injured. He's had 3 back surgeries.
So he retired when he was 47?
Yes.
How does he support himself?
He has...
And your family, because
right.
You're...
Social Security, and he has...
So he gets disability.
Right.
How much does he receive from disability?
Approximately $1,600 a month.
And do you get any form of disability?
No, I don't.
Do you own your own home, or do you rent?
We own our own home.
How long have you lived in the home?
For 20 years.
So you purchased it when he was working?
Right.
Is there a mortgage on it?
Yes.
What's the mortgage on it?
We still owe $100,000.
What do you pay monthly on the mortgage?
$1,000.
Does that include your taxes?
That includes taxes and insurance.
Well, that leaves $600 a month left for you and your husband to exist, or $300 per month for each of you, for clothes, food, etc. So, Ms. Slade, what I'm telling you is, I don't believe that that's the only source of income in your house.
No, he also receives a pension.
How much does he receive from his pension?
$2,400 a month.
Now we're talking. So he receives disability.
Right.
And a pension.
Yes.
Now, you allowed your son to move in with you because he was having some serious health issues. When was that?
That was in May of 2013.
And his serious health issues involved your kidney.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And you ultimately did have a kidney replacement.
Correct.
And when was that?
And September 16th of 2013.
How many months did you live with your mother? And is it father? Is that his father?
My stepdad.
His stepfather.
I moved in May because I was going through a divorce, and I moved out in late January to my brother's house.
So about 7 months.
Yeah, 7.
I thought it was only going to be for a couple of months when
I didn't ask you anything.
Okay.
You had your surgery in September.
Correct.
Did you spend any time in a rehab facility, or did you come right home from the hospital?
I came right home after 5 days.
Then after 12 days, he went to the casino.
What's wrong with you? There's something wrong with you.
Well,
your claim, Ms. Leidy, is that he should be paying you rent for the time that he was there. You helped him out at a time that he was ill. He was getting Social Security disability of $1,100 a month, and he should have donated.
I took very good care of my son.
How many brothers and sisters do you have, sir?
I have one brother from her. I have 4 brothers and 1 sister altogether from my dad.
So your mother has 2 children?
Correct.
Does the other brother talk to her?
Yes.
Good. And from that, you say he agreed to pay $200 a month from his
1,100. I didn't agree to that.
Shh, 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 shh.
We had a verbal agreement.
No. Listening ears. You say he agreed to pay you out of his $1,100 a month Social Security disability, $200 a month for food, rent, expenses while he was living there.
I didn't charge him for 3 months.
May I?
Okay.
I want you to tell me the conversation that you had with him with regard to rent and when that conversation took place.
When we realized that he was going to be
not
there.
You realized.
Okay.
What date?
In July.
July of 2013.
Yes. We realized he was going to be there much longer. So he had to start paying and contributing to household expenses because he's on a very strict renal diet due to his kidney disease. So we agreed on verbally that it would be $200.
No. I don't want you to speak. I'll come to you.
All right. It was a verbal agreement.
No, don't tell me it was a verbal agreement. That's something that I have to determine.
Okay.
That's a question of law. All I'm asking you is what you said to him, not what you realized, not what you thought, what you said to him,
okay,
and what he said to you in July of 2013 about the rent.
Okay, starting in August, that he would contribute $200 to the household expenses and occasionally helping out with food.
Okay, and where were you when you had this conversation with him?
We were in our home.
Where in the home?
In the living room.
Don't guess. That had a question mark.
It was in the living room.
Who else was present other than you and your son?
Nobody.
So just the two of you?
Yes.
And when you told him you wanted him to start contributing in August, $200 a month, and something additional for the food, what did he say to you?
He said, I know. And
no,
yes. He said, I know I need to start helping, and yes, I will start doing that.
So he said, yes, I know I have to start helping.
Yes.
Is that what he answered you?
Yes.
Yes, I have to start helping.
Yes, I have to start helping, and he'll start paying in August.
No, now you're changing the words. That's why I said to you, I was very specific.
Okay.
Very specific, because some things make sense and some things don't.
Okay.
Okay? So you said to him, you have to start contributing to the rent and for the food.
Right.
And starting in August, I want you to pay $200. Is that what you said to him?
Yes, it is.
And I want you to tell me what his response was.
He said, I know I need to start helping, and okay, I will.
Is that what he said to you?
Yes.
Okay, I know I have to start helping, and I will. Is that what he
yes.
said to you?
Yes, it is.
It's not a contract. That's not an oral agreement.
That's not an oral agreement.
No, ma'am.
I'm going to
give you
all
I'm
this
going,
money for
I'm
food.
Going, listen to me. I'm going to explain to you what a contract is, and I want you to try to put your listening ears on and not talk. Do you understand?
I'll try.
Well, I want you to try. Mothers usually don't sue their sons.
Right.
But they're listening ears. But there are circumstances when it's appropriate. If it's in a court, it has to be because there was a contract that existed. Now, a contract in the law is not some sort of a wishy-washy thing. It has specific elements to it that have to be satisfied if it's not a written contract, because written we can all understand. I want this, I'll pay you this, I'm going to loan you this money, I will return this money at such and such a time and this amount. That's what's written in a contract. When it's an oral contract, it has to have certain elements to it. And just because you say to your son, I want you to start paying $200 a month plus...
He has excelled our payments, our utility bills, our food bills.
Are you not putting on your listening ears? I'm actually being nice to you, Miss Lede, by trying to explain this to you other than just throwing you out. I usually get paid for my tutorials, but I'm going to give it to you for free. What you just said happened between you and your son in the living room of your home did not form the basis of a contract. Yes, I know I have to start to help, doesn't form the basis of a contract. What forms the basis of a contract is, okay, Mom, starting August 1st, I will give you $200 a month for rent, utilities, and groceries, and I'll give you more for groceries if I can. Now, then you could sue him for the rent of $200 a month, not for the extra groceries, because the extra groceries, there wasn't a fixed amount, so there's nothing courts can put their hook into. Do you understand?
Yes.
But that's not what you said he said to you. You said he said to you, I know I have to start helping, and I will, but that doesn't agree to your terms.
You know, he stays up all night long, plays games all night long, and leaves his lights on 24/7. It's like our bills are astronomical. I've done nothing but try to help him.
You may step out.
There are so many adult children out there.
I'd like to help her. I just can't.
That think they're entitled.
I think we'll be fine. I love my mom very much.
I hope that we can just hug and be okay.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Brown versus Sanders. Step forward.
Regina Brown is suing her former friend and tenant, Sandra Sanders, for unpaid rent and utility bills and for trashing her rental home.
Ms. Brown, you rented a house that you owned to the defendant, someone whom you knew.
Yes, ma'am.
And you rented that for $375 a month. When did you rent it to her?
From February 2013. And she moved out on January 16th, 2014.
So she was there for 12 months. And you claim she owes you some rent. You claim she owes you for the destruction of the property. And you claim she owes you for a utility bill that she didn't pay.
Yes, ma'am.
What months of rent didn't she pay?
She didn't pay January's rent.
January
of 2014.
When did you move out in January?
January 16th, 2014.
Why did you pay January's rent?
Because I already discussed with Regina that I only had a partial amount of the rent the 1st of December, which left me owing her $185 for the rest of December. On December 16th, actually, I received this notice saying that if I didn't pay in 3 days, which would have been Thursday, that I had to quit the premises. At that point, I'd already told her I couldn't pay till Friday.
I don't care. I don't need all your problems. You live there in January, you have to pay January's rent. So you owe $375.
But she evicted me, so why would I have to pay rent for her?
Because you live there.
But I was getting out within that 30 days.
It doesn't matter. You lived there. You lived there. You used her property.
But
you
used she evicted me.
So what? You mean she evicted you for non-payment of the rent, and therefore you don't owe her the rent? Is that your logic?
But I paid the rent in December.
No, I understand. I understand December. We're not talking about December.
Correct.
We're talking about January.
But I thought it was policy that if
I... I don't care what your policy is. My policy is you eat the steak, you pay for it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It was mostly cleanup, but there was some damage, too, because she ruined the sofa, and there were shotgun shells left in the house.
How much did you pay to have the house cleaned up?
I have an estimate. It's still being worked on.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Regina Brown claims former tenant Sandra Sanders owes for rent, bills, and for trashing her rental home. Regina says Sandra's actions ultimately got her evicted.
Now, you live in her house, you pay for the rent. And if she evicts you for non-payment of rent, that doesn't mean you don't have to pay rent.
But I paid it for December. She evicted me, so I got out in January. Like she told me, like she wanted me to.
I'm not going to repeat it to you again. You didn't have your listening ears on good. You ate the steak. You lived in her property. You consumed her property. Therefore, whether she evicted you for non-payment of rent or not, if you had left on December 31st, you wouldn't owe her January's rent. You lived there in January. Now do you understand?
I understand what you're saying, but no.
Now, you owe her $375 for January. The next part of your lawsuit is utility bills.
Yes, ma'am.
That she owes. What months?
She didn't pay, I think it was November, December.
I don't want to hear I think. I don't want to hear I think.
Yes, it was 3 months she didn't pay.
Which 3 months?
And it's accumulated, so it wasn't.
I'm not interested in accumulating.
December and January.
Which utilities didn't she pay? November, December, and January.
She didn't pay December's water bill or January's water bill. And she did not pay the electric bill for November, December, and January.
All I'm interested in is the electric bill. Let me see it. Let me see proof that you paid the electric bill.
I can show you proof that I paid her electric bill January before I actually moved in February.
No, all I want to see is that you paid the electric bill November, December, and January. Did you pay it?
I did for November, but I didn't bring the bank statement.
How much is owed for electric November, December, and January?
It's $923.78.
Just for electric?
Just for electric.
For those 3 months. What were your electric bills? It's a lot of money.
It wasn't, but $200 a month, ma'am.
Just a second.
I'm sorry.
Show me the electric bill from her house for November, December, and January.
All they would give me was the last one.
Which was what month?
This was due in March, but that they have November, December.
Is what you're telling me you don't have November, December, and January, madam?
Yes. I just have the accumulative one.
No, can't help you. So far, she owes you $375 for the month of January's rent. Now, you want to show me the damage to the house, please?
The electric bill was the major thing that she didn't pay, and she knows she owes it.
If it was the major thing, then you should have brought me the 3 months that she didn't pay, November, December, and January.
Okay. The damage to the house, it was more garbage and stuff left in the yard and in the house than anything else.
So you're talking about trash cleanup?
Well, more than that. Listen to me, Ms. Brown.
Look at me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Wasn't the deposit should have took care of that last month's rent?
That went for your cleanup.
But I cleaned up her house before. I can show you pictures of what it looked like when I moved in.
You want to move into a pig pen and clean it up, that's your problem. You don't leave it the same way.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Regina Brown claims former tenant Sandra Sanders owes for rent, bills, and for trashing her rental home. Regina says Sandra's actions ultimately got her evicted.
Now, if you're saying it was mainly trash left in the house and in the yard, I said to you, then it's mostly cleanup.
It was mostly cleanup, but there was some damage too because the house was furnished. And she ruined the sofa. It was a nearly brand new sofa. And
how much did you pay to have the house cleaned up?
I have an estimate. It's still being worked on. It hasn't been finished yet.
I want to know how much you paid, if it's generally cleanup. I want to know how much you paid someone to clean up the house.
And know what the deposit's.
I want you to be quiet.
To clean up the house, I've paid them so far about $300,
well,
but I haven't paid.
I don't want to hear so far about. This is a court.
Well, I
want to see what you paid someone.
I haven't finished paying yet.
Well, then I can't help you. You brought your action prematurely.
And the yard cleanup, too. The yard is, it's been a rough weather, so I haven't been able to get the yard done yet.
I can't help you. I can help you with the $375 that she owes you for January's rent. But if your lawsuit isn't ready to be tried, you can't blame that on me. You can't say she left the house in this condition. I haven't finished paying to have it cleaned up. When did you move out, by the way?
January 16th was the last
January.
Day I was moving
stuff out. So it's been 2.5 months. If you're going to clean up this house, you would have cleaned up this house. And I gather from your complaint that the house was a mess when she moved in because you were trying to clean it up, but then you broke your leg and you couldn't clean it up and you did the best you could. I got the whole gist of what was going on. So if you don't have a bill from a contractor to clean up the house, then I can't help you. And you say that you don't.
Okay, let me see. That's just an estimate.
An estimate for what?
For the work that's got to be done. I'm a full-time student, Your Honor, and I don't have the money to pay for it to get it done. And I was kind enough because she came to me and begged me to stay in my house.
I don't want to hear that. Listen to me. This is a case that involves rent and damage. Now, are you telling me that she left the house or... Hey, Ms. Brown.
Yes.
You're telling me that she left the house and the yard a mess and it still remains a mess?
No, it isn't. The guy is cleaning it up, but he's given me the opportunity to pay him monthly.
Well, so how much have you paid him monthly so far? If you want, I can do two things, Ms. Brown. Either I can dismiss that part of your claim without prejudice and just rule on the rent, which is $375. Mm-hmm. Or if I rule on how much you've paid him so far to clean up the house, and I'm not talking about anything other than the cleanup of the house, I'll do that, but then you can't come back to another court and say, I want the rest. Do you understand?
Yes.
What do you want to do?
I paid him approximately $800.
I don't want to hear approximately.
I don't have a receipt for it.
Well, then I can't help you. That's what we come to court for. Proof.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you have a paid bill that you paid someone $800 to clean up the premises. Then you have proof.
Your Honor, wasn't the deposit should have took care of that last month's rent?
Just a sec. Did you give her a deposit?
Yes, ma'am, $400 deposit.
Right. That went for your cleanup.
But I cleaned up her house before. I can show you pictures of what it looked like when I moved in.
I
cleaned that up.
Listen to me. I don't care what it looked like when you moved in. That's your problem. You want to move into a pig pen and clean it up. That's your problem. You don't leave it the same way.
I actually did repairs in our home, too.
Great. Wonderful. Miss Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you want to do, madam?
Well, I didn't know that I had to have it done.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you thought you were doing coming
here. Can I show you some of the
here?
Stuff that there was shotgun shells left in the house?
I don't care. That's cleanup. I would give you money for cleanup, but you don't have any proof of cleanup. And you already have $400 in security deposit, which will help with some of the cleanup.
No, it wouldn't, because I
have... Goodbye, Miss Brown. $375. That's all.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy... Bait and switch by a best friend.
The sales price went up.
And you said, now you have to give me another $1,000.
Yes, I did.
Whatever you say does not modify the contract.
Next Judge Judy.
I would have never done this if she had not come to me the way she did.
She begged me to stay there because she was getting away from her abusive boyfriend.
It was crazy, honestly. I've never had that many problems with a landlord in my life.
I know that she took advantage of me.
I did not take advantage of her. She actually got more out of this deal than I did.
She's no longer a friend. She was never a friend if she did that to me.
I have no hard feelings for her. I don't know how she feels about me.
I'm still going to help people out, but she's going to get hers regardless of what happens.